the 14th Dalai Lama of Tibet. It is marvelous, Holiness, to have you as a man of peace in this cathedral of peace. And I will ask my friend and colleague, Canon Peter Berry, who is responsible for our international ministry in this cathedral and in the city too, and is also responsible for race relations in the city and the area surrounding it. I'll ask Canon Berry to extend a welcome and to introduce His Holiness to us.
Dear friends, I want to share the welcome of the Provost to you and to say what a very special privilege it is for all of us to be here at the feet of His Holiness. One of the symbols of this city is the cathedral at the heart of the city, and His Holiness has been tremendously impressed by the ruins that are outside. We in Coventry tend to take them for granted a little. And the ruins of the cathedral, representing all that is the worst of our community and world and society, all that is filled with hatred and envy and greed and malice, somehow they're all encapsulated there as they are in our lives. And His Holiness has just read the prayer of reconciliation and prayed with his Buddhist colleagues in our ruins. And then he has said to us, "Now I am going to go from this ruin into the Cathedral of Peace." And the Cathedral of Peace was the message of another Holiness, His Holiness Pope John Paul, when he came to this city in 1982. And he told us all that each of us has to be a stone, each of us a stone, in building the Cathedral of Peace with incredible patience and with incredible purity of heart. The ministry of this city of ours and of this cathedral is part of that ministry of peace building. All the faiths represented in our city, the faiths of the Sikh community, the Hindu community, the Christian community, the Jewish community, the Baha'i community, all of them have a contribution, like a stone, in building a great edifice of peace. In the great Buddhist tradition, which His Holiness represents, there is the theme of the three refuges. The refuge of the Buddha, the refuge of Dharma, eternal Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, and the refuge of Sangha, the community. And somehow tonight, with all the traditions that are represented, we are also one Sangha, one community, pledged for peace. His Holiness comes to us from great suffering, from exile, from pain. And so he speaks to us with the voice of great authenticity as one who has suffered for peace. So, Your Holiness, we greatly look forward to having you among us, to having you share our Sangha here in Coventry.
After speech, question and answer, or without?
I think if you speak, just speak. Mm-hmm. If you would.
Brothers, sisters, I am deeply honored to speak in this cathedral to a gathering of human beings. Now, as he emphasizes, this is a symbol of peace. Yes, you see, we, after seeing the destruction, after seeing the destruction, then enter this building, this really gives you some different feeling. Some ruined one, some you see new building side by side. I think that is very nice. You can develop sort of, you see, awareness, the negative side, negative or the suffering of destruction or violence, war. And you see the peace and human determination. Another one is to symbolize peace, human hope and determination. Now, you see, these two things simultaneously, remember or remind in our mind. Now, some time back, I visited the Hiroshima place where the first atomic bomb fell. There also, one small building, I think some Czechoslovakia's, some building which belong or owner Czechoslovakia or something like that. In any case, now you see that half destroyed building remain there. So you see that time also, you see, I get very strong feeling that how much damage, how much suffering come for humanity. Not only human being, even you see animals, you see insects suffer a lot, immensely. Now furthermore, now these days, when we, you see, hear, when we heard, now, what do you call, the word, difficult word, statistic, what do you call, statistic. This word always found very difficult with my tongue. In any case, now, you see, according now this figure, that you really feel, if something happened, if all these terrible, if even a part of this terrible weapon, coming from their shell, it's going to be a very terrible, event. So now you see today, the peace, question of peace is something really serious. Now you see, look oneself, one's own life is very precious. For support that precious thing, you want clothes, you want food, you want shelter, you want a friend. All these meant for, you see, the precious self. Now that kind of feeling, every human being, even those, the insects or the animals also, you see, feeling of that dear feeling oneself. Now then, you see, can you how to imagine? Then you see thousands, you see, people killed. Then you see that sort of, you see, precious I or precious being, you see, destroyed mercilessly, instantly. And also, you see, another reason, the ancient time, through war, there is possibility, at least, you see, one party may succeed or victory. Or at least, sort of, you see, through war, some sort of, you see, compromise may gain. Now, today, this let's say, the nuclear age. Now, if something wrong, now this is really a question of survival of humanity itself. So now peace is really, now you see, necessary or important, very, very, now this is a question of the survival of humanity. But now the main question is, how to get world peace? Yes, now you see every, the national leaders, you see many people really, you see, making effort to get peace. But I think, you see, there may be, two stages. You see, one stage for peace, where? For peace, for genuine, lasting peace, is one, temporary solution or temporary method. Then another thing, you see, for long run, way for to achieve for long run. Now, in this respect, the most important thing is, first, peace must develop within ourselves. It is quite clear, you see, without inner peace, how can achieve a genuine world peace? So now, first, we ourselves, as an individual, must develop genuine peace in within ourselves. That means mental peace. Yeah. Oh, all right.
In the back, can you hear?
Can people hear? Can we ask people if they can hear? Can I ask
people if
they can hear? Please, can you hear His Holiness at the back of the cathedral?
No, they can't.
They can't hear. Can you speak up a bit louder, Your Holiness? And a bit more slowly. And project more. Can you try? I did warn you.
Yes. Now you see, the question of peace, something very important. Now this is question of, this is survival of humanity. All right, okay, still. Now in order to achieve lasting, genuine peace, first, within ourselves, we must develop peace. It is quite clear that through hatred, anger, impossible to achieve peace. Within a family, even between husband and wife, through hatred, through jealousy, through anger, can't get peace. Then no question about this world peace. So therefore, one of the key thing for peace is our mental peace. Now you see, the other side, war. What was the main cause of war? Of course, there are, you see, economy reasons and many things. But I believe the supreme cause is the hatred, anger. So, within ourselves, in order to achieve mental peace, first we must try to at least minimize our anger. Now, you see, as I mentioned earlier, in Hiroshima, after visit that place, that moment I get, you see, strong feeling that, fire cannot destroy or eliminate by fire. Fire eliminate only by water. Like that, anger cannot eliminate or destroy by anger. Anger can destroy only by compassion, tolerance, forgiveness. Therefore, it is very important in our daily life to develop genuine warm heart. I believe, you see, in human nature, there are, you see, good qualities as well as bad qualities. Now, it is important to develop or to increase the good sides, such as love, compassion, tolerance, forgiveness, hope, courage, these things. The other negative side, anger, hatred, jealousy, pride. Now, these things are, you see, negative forces within our mind. Now, if you ask whether can we develop the positive side, you see, and whether can be possible to decrease the negative side, the answer will be yes, definitely, because, you see, consciousness, through training, through, you see, as a timer, to get used to it, it's a certain thing, think more and more. In another word, I think, you see, meditate and think from time to time, or constantly, that thing, get used to it, then naturally, you see, it will increase. The other negative side, constantly, you see, look negative side. Then, day by day, if not day by day, year by year, it will minimize. You see, so the first trying ourselves, change ourselves into a better human being, and fully, full peace of mind. Now, this is a question whether we implement or not, and also whether we determined or not. If we determine and try, you see, again and again, it will, I am quite sure, it will definitely increase. We can change ourselves. Now, you see, national leaders come from our human society. If we develop, develop is a sort of different atmosphere which, you see, very harmony, very understanding each other, and most important thing is, you see, clear realization of oneness of all mankind. You see, irrespective, believer or non-believer, or within believer, Christian or Buddhist or Muslim or Judaism, or anyway. Or you see, educated or uneducated, rich or poor, or third world, or the Western world, or Eastern world, on the level of humanity, all are same. Now you see, so you see, realization that everybody want happiness, and everyone member of our human family. Of course, you see, naturally, in human society, sometimes, you see, conflict, disagreement will happen, will come. That moment, you see, we should make that conflict as a human conflict. Sort of, you see, humanized conflict. So, you see, I earnestly feel that, you see, the various, leaders, you see, they, you see, without some, you see, important, what to say, kasa, kuducha shunda jisbin. Kasa, kuducha shual, agenda. You see, without, I mean, some very tick, what to say, ticky, isn't it? Complicated matters, you see, agent. Without these agents, simply meeting as a man to man or women to women, let them know to each other as a human brother, sisters, and let increase trust as a, another human being. Then, gradually, eventually, start to talk serious matter. Because I feel, and also you see, many people see the same thing, that because of distrust, because of fear, even small thing, which very easy to agree, but because of that factor, can't get along. So now this moment, it is extremely important to have an awareness, sort of all people are, you see, same member of the humanity. Another thing, as a human being, whether we like it or not, we have to live on this world together and in our daily life. Now in this modern, economy system, now urbanized, you see, system. You see?
Just get a bit closer. No, don't talk to me. Talk to the people there. Yeah.
So, thank you. I need more training. Now, because you are close here, so I get more human feeling. They are long distance. I can't read your eyes and your, you see, expression. So sometimes difficult to express, isn't it? Sorry. So you see, in modern, you see, economy system, we are heavily dependent on each other. Not only nation to nation, even continent to continent. You see. So, in order to survive one particular nation, economically, you're heavily dependent on, you see, other nation, which may be your, in political map, maybe this is enemy side. But even then, in order to survive, you have to depend on them. So that is the fact. That is the reality. Now, under that circumstances, it is far better to get to live as a friend rather than hostile. So this particular period, various different religions, the essential message is love, compassion, tolerance. These things are very important. So now, in order to build genuine world peace, every of us, as a citizen of this world, as part of humanity, in our daily life, must develop some warm-hearted thing. Try to become a warm person. Not cold person. So, now whether you see oneself believe the certain religious doctrine, whether believe or not, so long you are human member, so long you see you have to live on this planet with other human beings. It is very important, very necessary to have a warm heart. This is my hope and my prayer. And then, while you practice compassion or love, forgiveness, and sometime, unfortunately, you see, some of your friend or neighbor may take advantage on that. Then, that time, without bad feeling, without irritation, hated feeling, you see, with, how to say, the awareness or realization of the actual situation. So through reason, you may take counter action if necessary, but without losing inner mental peace. That's very possible. And I believe, you see, that way, I think even, you see, strong measure may can take, right? Can take. Because, strong measure, or how to say, more appropriate measure can take. Because, you see, when someone, how to say, get angry, that moment, that person almost become mad. As a result, the best part of human brain, which, you see, judgment, this is wrong, this is right, and for long run, if through this act, this action, you may get more problem. If I follow this sort of method, it will solve not only temporary problem, it also affect on long-run problem. That kind of, you see, judgment. That is the human, how to say, one of the marvelous thing in our brain. Now, that part, if you really, you see, become so angry, that moment, that part of your brain, you see, cannot function well. As a result, often wrong decision make under that circumstances. So the other, you see, the other side, without emotional, you see, bad feeling, just thinking, study, penetrate into the situation, and if necessary, appropriate measure can take. In the sense, if you see that party, that person, let him or let her do, they take advantage. Sooner or later, that side also, they also, somehow, they also, how to say, get problem. At least one day, they have to repay. With awareness or understand about the consequence of that wrong action, supposed taken by, you see, the other side, understand that, realize that, in order to help, in order to prevent that, you see, unreasonable action, then strong measure. See? So this is, I believe, I think, you see, we can implement. But in any case, I would like to everybody, you see, test, experiment. If you find something, workable, then please implement. If you find, impossible, then all right. Doesn't matter, isn't it? I think these are the point which I want to express. Then here, another thing I want to express is I think this community, as a sort of, you see, many different nationalities, or different races, and also, you see, different faith. Yeah, sort of, you see, multi-faith and multinational. You see, yet live together peacefully. Now, this is very important. As you see, for the you see, different people, as I mentioned earlier, if we look from wider perspective, then you see these small differences are, you see, not worthwhile, you see, to feel important, isn't it? Then, you see, different faith is concerned. If we look different philosophy, there are differences. Some are really fundamental differences. Then if you ask, what is the main purpose of this different tradition of philosophy? Then will you get very, easy answer that all different, religion, they aiming the same, more or less same goal. Of course, there are differences, but basically, all are meant for humanity, helping human mind. You see, our ancient different teachers, they taught these different teachings with motivation that one's own follower should be a good human being, a nice person, an honest person. With that hope, you see, preach one's own, the tradition or teaching. So, follower like me, follow sincerely, very genuinely, those good teaching implement in our daily life. Then you can find, you see, the same effectiveness. Ultimately reach, you see, same goal. Then, if you think that way, then more differences, more variety, you will get more respect and more, admiration. Admiration. You see, there are so many, different people. Each of us different mental disposition. For that, you see, whether you see you believe God or whether you believe higher being such as Buddha. You see, there kindness, or there you see wisdom. With that, teach different method. When we look method itself. Big differences, but all lead us happier, happier end. Now, in every problem, if we look from very close, it appears very big. That problem, if we look from distance, it becomes smaller. Now, suppose this 20th century, we are much more advanced, much more, you see, educated, isn't it? Much more civilized. If so, we have to look this problem from wider perspective. Wow. This is my own, experience and feeling. So I thought some of you might get some new idea and may get benefit. So I expressed. So finally, if you, some of you, you see, feel, and that might be, you see, possible to implement, then please do practice. If you feel, I'm nothing, then forget it. I think that's all. So finally, I thank the, organizer. I deeply happy to come to this place and meet here everyone. I really happy. Thank you very much.
Would you like to answer a few questions?
All right.
Yes, I was going to suggest, Colin, people might come up and ask a question. Yeah. Very short.
Please sit down. And I will solicit questions.
His Holiness says that he would be glad to attempt to answer any questions for 10 minutes or so that you might have, any questions you might have. So would you be kind enough, if you have a question, to get up and ask it in a very loud voice, and then I will try to transmit it by listening very carefully. I will transmit it to His Holiness. All right? Who's the first? Please. Yes, the question is, Your Holiness, is it true that the Chinese have destroyed all your monasteries in Tibet, Holiness?
Yes, in the past 25 years, great destruction happened. Now, fortunately, now things are comparatively improving. That's good news.
Thank you, Holiness.